Yeah, one of the initiatives promoted at the Job Summit in Auckland last Friday was about a national cycleway. Desirable, so it was argued, by both New Zealanders and by incoming tourists. It would give employment for about 4,000 people to construct this cycleway. I don't think there was any specific time frame as to how long the whole thing would take to do. And it would cost about $50 million, which is $50 million into the New Zealand economy, obviously. So the proof, of course, is whether this is a good idea or not depends on what kind of demand there might be for it. Axel Wilker is the co-chair of the Cycling Advocate Network and joins us on the program now. Axel, good morning.
Good morning, Justin. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. What was your initial reaction? Surprise, possibly, was it first when you heard about this idea?
Well, I would like to be able to say that this is all grown from our good lobbying work, but from what I understand, it has absolutely nothing to do with it. It was a great idea that somebody who was close to John Key suggested to him, and some other Job Summit ran with it.
Yeah, I think a chance remark then came from someone in Auckland who'd been talking with British tourists. He then passed the remark on to Auckland Mayor John Banks, who in turn passed it on to John Key. And I think that's where the incubation took place. Just a little about your network, obviously, or I assume, is to promote the profile, to promote the growing use of the cycle in this country. Is that what it's basically all about?
Well, yes, we are a national organization working with government and government agencies on creating a better cycling environment for those people who use the bike for transport, and that includes, urban cyclists as well as commuters,
right,
as well as tourists.
And the fact that you initially thought, aha, they've been listening to us, indicates that you've been lobbying for exactly this kind of thing, have you, in the past?
Well, we have a national walking and cycling strategy, and we have an implementation plan that goes with that.
Yes.
And as part of that, one of the 10 initiatives is to create a national cycle network. So it's not that the idea as such is brand new. It's just that this particular initiative from the implementation plan has actually never had any work done to it by officials. It just hasn't made it to the top of the priority list.
The top of the pile, yes. Exactly. Yeah. Mm. Now we're quite some distance along the path, literally, of getting a walkway from the top to the bottom.
Yes.
As you see it, would these two things sort of coexist? Would they necessarily follow each other, be alongside each other?
Well, in places they certainly will be. In places they will certainly use the same corridor. In other places they quite clearly won't, because the Te Araroa pathway is in places a tramping route, which is unsuitable for cycling.
Okay, yeah, right. And coming to the nub of the thing, what kind of use do you and your network believe this would get, and who from, mostly?
What I've just done is I've had a look at what's been happening in England, where since 1983 they have a charity called Sustenance, and this charity is tasked with creating the national cycle network over there.
Mm.
And a few years ago they had managed to create 10,000 miles of network, which is obviously roughly 10 times the length of what it is that we are talking about here. And I've had a look at how much usage they get, 232 million trips, throwing the different lengths as well as the different population densities. If these two things are comparable, then on the national pathway that we are talking here, we could expect up to close to 1 million trips per annum. Now, what we know from Sustenance is most of the usage that they get is where the national cycle network goes through urban areas, and there's absolutely no reason to believe that it would be any different here. So, whilst it is a great tourism initiative, and it will definitely attract huge numbers of people to New Zealand who would otherwise have gone elsewhere in the world, it is quite clear that the main beneficiaries of of a national cycle network would be those Kiwis who live close to it in an urban area and who make it part of their journey to work or to school or the leisurely trip on the weekend.
Actually, what do we know here in New Zealand about the growth in cycling? As best you can measure it, I don't know, from the sales of cycles or from memberships of organisations, what do we know about to the degree to which cycling and the interest in cycling is growing in New Zealand?
Well, yeah, there are quite a lot of indicators around, of course. Number of bike sales is growing, has for a few years been outstripping the number of car sales, which is a good indicator. We have every 5 years a census, and what we know from census is that the historic decline of cycling has been arrested, and it's declining the trips to work. It's almost static. It's still a little bit declining. However, census only measures trips to work. What we also know is trips to school, they are still in free fall. People are more and more reluctant to send their kids to school.
Yes, exactly. And in terms of the growth in use, is that across the nation, or does it tend to be very regional, that certain areas are very strong on cycling and other places it barely registers?
Yeah, in the Auckland region, it doesn't really show up big time in the mode share. It's just under 1%, 0.8, I think it is, of the trips to work, whereas in Nelson, it's about 7.5%. So, and anything in between up and down the country. Wellington experiences growth in cycling, whereas the rest of the country is either static or going down. So it is very much regional, and but what we know from overseas is what really inspires people is if there are pathways available which give a good level of service. And so if you want to get people back on their bikes, then building pathways is hugely more successful than providing for cyclists on the road.
Well, yes, when you consider New Zealand's undeniable appeal to people who like us because we're clean and we're green. We get a huge number of backpackers, people whose travels are relatively simple and inexpensive. It would seem to me that the cycle concept would fit very well with all those things.
Oh, it's the bee's knees. I mean, I'm very delighted that the Jobs Summit picked up on this initiative because, I mean, you can see just by how the media picked up on it, how many people are inspired by this, and this inspiration will certainly result in and be seen through to something that is absolutely great for the country. There's no doubt about that.
All right, appreciate your time. Thanks for talking to us.
Thanks, Justin.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye. Axel Wilker, who is co-chair of the Cycling Advocate Network. So if you're a cyclist, long-time cyclist, new convert to cycling, does it light your fire? Would you think that'd be great? You know, you could be going somewhere on holiday, put your bike on the back, knowing that when you get there, there's going to be a network or a properly formed and maintained cycle track that you could use.